ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We're starting Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin. In the middle of the Amud, in Amud Aleph, we're dealing with the discussion if a Ben Noach gets killed, has a Chiyav Misa for Gzela. Gemara asks, how could we say that a Ben Noach that steals his Chiyav Misa, we have a Braisa, the Braisa says that a Kusi b'Kusi and a Kusi b'Yisrael is Aser. If Ben Noach steals from a Ben Noach, or Ben Noach steals from a Yisrael, the halacha is that it's Aser. Aser is mashma, that you're not allowed to do it. But if we were saying this a Chiyav Misa, we would use the Lashon Chayev. Gemara's Madcha the Raya, Gemara says that we use the word Aser to contrast the Seifa. In the Seifa, we say that a Yisrael that steals from a Ben Noach is Mutter. So in the Reisha, we use the word Aser, but Ein Hachanami, if a Ben Noach steals, he's Chayav Misa. Then the Gemara asks, from the Reisha, in the ratio of this Braisa, we're talking about Shvichas Damim, and we do find that the Tana used the word Chayev. It says, Akusi v'kusi v'kusi b'Yisrael. Ben Noach either kills another Ben Noach, or Ben Noach kills Yisrael. Halach is Yechayev. Over there we don't say Aser, we say Chayev. So we do see that the Tana would use the word Chayev in a case of Yechayev Misa. So why, by Gzela, does he use the Lashon Aser? The Gemara says that really, we would prefer to use the word Aser to contrast to Mutter. The reason why by Shvichas Damim we have to say Chayev is because Heichi Lisni. How else could we say Lisni Aser Mutter? We can't say a Lashon of Aser Mutter because the halacha is that a Kusi and a Rei Behemadaka Loy Malin V'Loy Meridin, which means a Yisrael is not allowed to kill a Kusi. So in the Seifa you can't say Mutter. So therefore we don't contrast a Kusi to Yisrael, and Yisrael to Kusi, saying one is Aser and one is Mutter, because in reality, a Yisrael is not allowed to kill a guy. Therefore, the whole issue is, are you Chayev? Therefore, we differentiate between a Kusi be Yisrael and Yisrael be Kusi by saying one is Chayev and one is Pater. That's the Gemara. But Tavur, a big Yisrael, that a Yisrael is Aser to kill a guy. Now, there's no Pasuk in the Torah that refers to a guy, to a Ben Noach, that a Yisrael can't kill him. So all the Rishonim say, it's an Issa D'Rabban. The question in the Rishonim is, which type of Ben Noach has this Issa D'Rabban? This din that Yisrael is not allowed to kill Ben Noach, on what type of Ben Noach are we talking about? The Rabbeinu Yoina over here says, it must be that this Gemara is talking about even a Ben Noach that does not keep the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Because Allah is that a Ben Noach that keeps the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, we call him a Ger Teshuv. He has a right to live in Eretz Yisrael, and he has a lot of halachas that are unique to a Ger Teshuv more than a regular guy. One of them is, V'chai achichi imach. There's a mitzvah l'achiyosai. There's a mitzvah to give staka and support a Ger Teshuv. So how could this Braisa say, Lo yimalin v'lo yimaridin? Lo yimalin means you don't have to take him out of the bar. If you have a mitzvah to chaya him and give him sustenance, then of course you have to take him out of the bar. If our Braisa is saying that you have no chiyuv to save him, just that you're not allowed to kill him, obviously we're not talking about a Ben Noach who has the status of a Ger Teshuv that keeps his Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Rather, we're talking about someone that does not keep the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Over there, you have no mitzvah l'achiyosa, and still, you're not allowed to kill him. So Rabbeinu Yoina holds the Issur D'Rabbanan for Yisrael to kill a Ben Noach applies even to a Ben Noach that does not keep the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Now, the Mechaber Neredeya, Simen Kuf Nun Ches Amun Aleph, says a line, Ein Misavvim Lahem Misa. You don't cause them Misa. The Taz, Sivkot Aleph over there, understands that it's Aser to kill, and he brings it right from our Gemara, that it's Aser to kill a Ben Noach. The Shach and the Beis Yosef himself, they argue. They say that this words, Ein Misavvim Lahem Misa, which comes from the Rambam and earlier Svarim, doesn't mean that you're not allowed to kill him. It just means you don't have a Chiyuv to kill him. You don't have to kill him, but, you know, Lafuke, let's say, Amaleki, that there's a mitzvah to kill, a regular guy, there's no mitzvah to kill, but you're allowed to kill him. Now, the Taz says, on the Beis Yosef, how could the Beis Yosef argue on our Gemara? We have a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daphne, and Zion, black and white, the Gemara says, Loi Malin V'Loi Meridin, it's referring to a Ben Noach, and it's saying you're not allowed to kill him. How could the Beis Yosef, and the Shach goes with the Beis Yosef, how could they paskin that you're allowed to kill a Ben Noach? So the Shach himself answers this question in the Nekudas HaKesef, on the Gilyon, on the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Nun Ches. He says, our Gemara is talking about someone that was Mekayim, the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Only if you're mekayim the zayim mitzvahs b'nei noach, then we have halacha that you're not allowed to kill him. But the Beis Yosef is talking about someone that was not mekayim the zayim mitzvahs b'nei noach. If you're not mekayim the zayim mitzvahs b'nei noach, you're allowed to kill him. So we have a clear machlokes Rabbeinu Yoina and the Beis Yosef. Are you allowed to kill? Is there an issur d'rabbanan to kill a b'nei noach that does not keep the zayim mitzvahs b'nei noach? Rabbeinu Yoina said our Gemara must be talking about dafka ben noyach that does not keep the zayim mitzvahs ben noyach, because if he kept the zayim mitzvahs ben noyach, there would be a mitzvah lach yoyisle. So how can we say loy malin? The Beis Yosef is saying the Gemara is talking about someone that did keep the zayim mitzvahs ben noyach, because if you didn't keep the zayim mitzvahs ben noyach, you're allowed to kill him. So now we have to answer Rabbeinu Yoina's kasha. Rabbeinu Yoina had asked that if we're talking about someone that's mekayim the zayim mitzvahs ben noyach, then there is a mitzvah lach yoyisle, so the halacha should be malin from the bar. So we have to answer for the Beis Yosef, I'll pee the Ritva. The Ritva in Makis Daf Tes, he has three levels. He's mechadish that not every person that keeps the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach automatically gets the status of a Ger Toshav and has his halacha of a Chayechich Imach. Rather, he says, it has to be someone that went to Beis Din and made an official, formal Kabbalah to keep the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. If you make that Kabbalah in Beis Din to be Mekayim the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, then you have a din ger teishuv, and you're allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, and zechiyuv lach yosef. However, if someone just keeps the zayim mitzvahs b'nei noach, then you don't have the status of ger teishuv, and you don't have a chiyuv to be mechayehim, but you still can't kill him. The third madrega is someone that doesn't keep the zayim mitzvahs b'nei noach, and him you're allowed to kill. So this would be beautiful, according to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef would say that, of course, there's a pasuk of mechayechich imach, that a ger teishuv has a chiyuv, we have a chiyuv to mechayim. And therefore, it doesn't make sense that Al Gemara that says, Ein Malin cannot be talking about a Ger Toshav. So the Rabbeinu Yoina jumped. If it's not talking about a Ger Toshav, it must be talking about someone that does not keep the Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Noach. So you see, there's an issur to kill someone that doesn't keep the Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Noach. According to Ritva, the three steps, and the Ritva speaks it out clearly, the halachas of the Beis Yosef. That if you're a Ger Toshav, you have a chiyuv to mechayim, and you'll have to be malim from the bar. If he's not a Ger Toshav, if he was not Mekabel and Bezin, but he keeps his Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Noach, then Loi Malin V'Loi Meridin, that would be our Gemara, not like Rabbeinu Yoina, that our Gemara is talking about someone that was not Mekayim the Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Noach, rather we're talking about someone that was Mekayim them, but not with a formal Kabbalah and Bezin. And then the Halacha of the Beis Yosef is the third level in the Ritva, that if you're not Mekayim the Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Noach, then you're even allowed to kill him. So we have here Machlokes, really Rabbeinu Yoina and the Ritva. If someone is not Mekayim the Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Noach, are you allowed to kill him? And we also have a machlokes, which really flows one from the other, and that is if someone is mekayim the zayim mitzvah b'nei noach without a formal kabbalah, do we have the halacha that you mechuyev to be mechayim, which includes that you be mechuyev to be malahim from the bar? The Gemara continues, and it says, "Kayotzi boi begezel mahi." In the Braisa, we had said that by gezel, the halacha is that a kusi is chayev. And not only Gezel Mamish, even Kiyotzboi, even things that are similar to Gezel, also have this halacha that a Kusi b'Kusi and a Kusi b'Yisrael is Chayiv, and a Yisrael b'Kusi is Mutter. What's an example of Kiyotzboi b'Gezel? So Gemara attempts a few mahalachim. Gemara says in the first attempt that maybe we're talking about a Poyel b'Kerem. A Poyel is working in the Kerem, a worker is working on a vineyard, and while he's working, he's eating. So that would be a case of a subordinate form of Gezel, a Kiyotzboi of Gezel, it's not Mamish Gezel. And on that we're saying that a Kusi is Chayiv and Yisrael is Pater. The Gemara asks, Payul B'Kerem Amos, what's the case? Ibishask Bar Melacha, if we're talking about while you're taking it off the tree, the Halach is a Teiru, there's a Pasuk that says that during the time of your finishing up the picking process and you're making the Mechubar to be a Talush, the Halach is you're allowed to eat. So if you're allowed to eat, so how are you telling me that a kusi is chayav misa? Now this halacha that a poyel is allowed to eat was said by Yisrael. So why is Gemara assuming that this halacha applies to ben noach also? So Rashi says, v'su, the end of the Ramaskal Hatera, Rashi says, v'su b'kusi heichi yasalei, how could it be yasa by a kusi? Miyak amidi di Yisrael b'Yisrael shari ulakusi yasa. How could it be that a Yisrael from another Yisrael is allowed to take this? This is not called Gezel. There's a cost of that a poyel, a worker, is allowed to eat while he's working. And now you're telling me that if a kusi takes this, he's chayav misa? It can't be. But it's before in this Gemara that a ben noyach is allowed to eat from another ben noyach's food while he's working. There's a tremendous chiddush in this halacha. Reb Chaim, in his sefer, in the Rambam, Hilchos Me'ilah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, is mechiyach from here a big yisoid in this mitzvah, in this din, of a poyol eating from a kerem. He clears the following shaila. How are we supposed to understand this halacha that a poyol could eat from a kerem? Is it a mitzvah similar to this that we find like Leisachsim Shrabadisha? You're not allowed to use an animal and muzzle the animal while he's threshing. Tzar Bala Chaim is a form of Tzar Bala Chaim to work an animal and not let him eat while he's working. That is a straight mitzvah. That has nothing to do with any Dinei Mamonos. For example, if you own your own animal and you're working with your own animal, you're also not allowed to muzzle him. Now, it's not because you owe anything to your animal. It's not a Dinei Mamonos. Rather, it's like it's a kazav. It's a mitzvah. You have to wear tzitzis. So too, you're not allowed to muzzle your animal. Maybe it's based on the laws of Tzar Bala Chaim, but the mitzvah is to straight out mitzvah, hakaf de gavra, a person that's using an animal to work has to let him eat. Now this halacha of poyel bekerem, we could clear. You're having a worker working, is it a mitzvah? Just like you have to treat your animal respectfully and let him eat, so too, any worker in your field, you have to let him eat. Or it's not a mitzvah at all. Rather, it's a schus mamon. He has a monetary right, and like a side benefit, that while he's working, he's allowed to eat. And this will be similar to a halva that a person owes you if he borrows money and he has to give it back to you. It's not really a mitzvah that he has to pay back to you. Rather, you have a monetary claim on him. He owes you money. So to over here, if you're not letting him eat in the field while he's working, he has a monetary claim on you. Since you hire a worker, the laws of the Torah are that any worker in the field has a monetary claim to have the side benefit that while he's working, he's allowed to eat. Reb Chaim wants to prove from this Gemara that the Gemara is saying that a ben noyach is allowed to eat from another ben noyach if the entire din that you're allowed to eat is all a mitzvah on the owner of the field to let his workers eat. Bnei Noach don't have this mitzvah. Bnei Noach have only the mitzvahs we mentioned earlier, the Zayin mitzvahs Bnei Noach. He has no mitzvah to let workers eat. So if it's only a mitzvah, why would he have to let the worker eat? So why would the worker be allowed to eat? So it must be, it's a schus mamon. And mamonis they have. They have a din of gezel. We spoke out the Ramban. The Ramban says that that including gezel, Zaino, and Kavish Chasachir, all monetary obligations are included in gezel. So if it's a monetary obligation, then we understand it very well. When you hire a worker, the worker is entitled to this side benefit, this worker benefit. Therefore, if you don't let him have it, so you're doing a form of gezel, and therefore you have to let him eat. And therefore it's understandable that even a ben noyach has to let a ben noyach eat. It's derived from here that the din of a poyel eating from a keren by Yisrael is not just a mitzvah, rather it's a schus mamon, sort of Chaim's chiddush. And Hilchos Me'ilah, the Chazon Ish, in Hilchos Gil Yonis, in the back of Reb Chaim, argues vehemently on Reb Chaim. He says there's no such raya. If anything, you have a raya faket. You have a raya exact opposite. Because Rashi over here says, the reason why the Gemara is asking that a kusi should be mutter is, Rashi's lashon is, the subakusi hechi asole, miyaka midi, the Yisrael of Yisrael shari yulakusi asur. How could it be that Yisrael is allowed to eat from another Yisrael? And we're going to say that a kusi is going to be also to eat from a kusi. It can't be. The Chazon says, if this far was that there's a schus mamon, then Rashi would not need to say a miyakimidi. From the fact that Rashi says a miyakimidi, it sounds like the opposite. It sounds like really it's a mitzvah. And the mitzvah does not apply to a ben noyach. So in reality, if the mitzvah does not apply to a ben noyach, another ben noyach goes into his field should not be allowed to take. On that, Rashi comes up with a svar. Rashi says, if a Yisrael would be working by Yisrael, he would be allowed to eat, and he wouldn't have any Isser. How could it be that Yisrael from Yisrael is mutter, and when a kusi comes to another kusi, he's going to be chayev misa? It can't be that he's going to be chayev misa on something that by Yisrael would be mutter. That means that the owner, the ben noyach who owns the field, is allowed to stop him from eating, because he has no mitzvah just to let people eat. The whole thing of a poyel bekerem is a mitzvah. The ben noyach who owns the field does not have to keep the mitzvah. He doesn't have to let you do it. But if you go and steal it, the Gemara is asking, how could we say that kiyotzibay of gezel, that a subordinate form of gezel that a ben noyach is chayiv on, is a poyel bekerem, but if a Yisrael would do this from a Yisrael, it would be mutter, so how can we say that a ben noyach that steals from another ben noyach is going to be chayiv? You can't be chayiv misa by something that by Yisrael would be mutter. But from the fact that Rashi needs that Sfarah, is a raya the other tzad. Really, it's a mitzvah. And the mitzvah does not apply to a ben noyach. So really, the ben noyach that's coming into the field is a gazlin. And then Rashi says, you can't be mechuyev misa for such a gezel if by Yisrael will be mutter. So, coming out with a tremendous machlokes achrayim in the havana of this halacha of a poyo bekerem. Reb Chaim is proving from our Gemara that it must be, it's not just a mitzvah, rather it's a schus mamoin, and the Chazanish is proving from Rashi the opposite. He's proving from Rashi that it's not a schus mamoin, rather it's just a mitzvah ba'alma. Then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara attempts another pshat in understanding what it means ki yotze behen. The Gemara says, Amar ha-papa le-nitzricha el-lepachis mi-shavar-puta. We're referring to less than a shavar-puta, and that would be the case. It's only a ki yotze behen. It's not mamash gzela. It's a lower form of gzela. And a kusi b'Yisrael would be chayiv, but a Yisrael b'kusi would be pater. Now, Rashi is mayrach over here. Rashi seems to be bothered because mavur in the entire Gemara, that since we say Yisrael b'kusi is mutter, so it's mavur that Yisrael b'Yisrael is aser. So we have to understand why Yisrael b'Yisrael is aser, but at the same time, we have to make it into a chayetze ben. We have to make sure that it's a lower level and it's not mamash gzela. If it's mamash gzela, then you wouldn't call it a chayetze ben, as is evident from the next Gemara's kasha, that by kusi b'kusi, there's no b'nei mechila, so it's gezel ma'alyu. So it's mavur in the Gemara, that chayetze ben has to be not a gezel ma'alyu. It has to be a lower form of gezel. So Rashi says the following. Rashi says that the iser you have by Yisrael from Yisrael, because even though the Gemara explains that there's a mechila by less than a pruta, but saira b'shaitim yilislei, at the time in exela you are causing someone pain. Therefore, it is usr, but you're not over the lav of leisigzel, and heishav is exela because that lav and asay are all by midi dehashavin kari gezel. Only things that it applies the halacha to return, which is by a shavpruta, then you could kareen and be gezel. You'll be included in the lav of leisigzel. Since over here, less than shavpruta, you don't have a mitzvah hashava, therefore you also don't have leisigzel. Therefore, it's not mamash gzela. So Rashi figured out this middle madrega. It's aser by Yisrael v'Yisrael, but it's only a kiyetzven. It's not mamash gezel. Rashi fears, Rashi ends off, why by a kusi are you chayef? If we're saying there's no leisigzel, it's not mamash gzela, because there's no mitzvah hashava, so why is a kusi different? So Rashi says, because a kusi lav bar shavenhu. Kusi does not have the mitzvah of Hashava, so he's not included in the pasuk of Hashava, which is mashma only a pruta. So since he doesn't have the pasuk of Hashava, so there's no reason for us to assume that a kusi would have any differentiation between a pruta and not a pruta. The only reason by Yisrael we're differentiating is because leisigzel goes together with Hashava, and Hashava needs a pruta, so leisigzel needs a pruta. But by a kusi that does not have Hashava, therefore, Rashi says, there's no reason for us to say that his iser leisigzel, which causes a misa, would have any chiluk, any difference between a pruta and a non-pruta. The Stipler, in the Kilos Yaakov, in Simen Chav Dalad, says that without Rashi, one could have said a much easier distinction between a Yisrael b'Yisrael and a Kusi b'Yisrael to explain why Yisrael b'Yisrael is aser, but it's not Gezel Mamish, but by Kusi b'Yisrael, he's going to be Chayiv Misa. Sifel says that, we'll get to this later in the Shir, but it's Mavur in the Paiskim, a strong sad, that a Chatzi Pruta is like a Chatzi Shir, just like we know if you eat less than a Kezayis, it's aser, but you don't get punished. So every chatzi pruta is like a chatzi shir. The halacha is that a chatzi shir is aser, but you don't get an einish. Therefore, it's a kayyotze behen of gzela, that a Yisrael is aser, but he's not going to be punished for, so it's not going to be on the level of a real gzela. So Rashi could have said a very simple thing. A Yisrael be Yisrael by a chatzi pruta, since it's a chatzi shir, so it's aser, but you're not getting an einish. You're not mamish over the lav because it's only a chatzi shir. However, we know that all the halacha Moshe Mitzina, as Raman says this a few times, all the halacha Moshe Mitzina of Shurim were never said by a Ben Noach. By a Ben Noach, there's no shir of a Kezayis. Isser Eva Ben Achai, even less than a Kezayis would apply the Isser to a Ben Noach, because there's no shir of Kezayis said to Ben Noach. Therefore, the disciple says, the entire idea of Chati Shir doesn't apply, so even less than a Pruta, it has the same Chashivas as a Pruta, so by a Ben Doyach you get killed, and by a Ben Yisrael, by a regular Yid, it's only Chati Shir, so it's Aser, but it's not Mamish Gzela. So you've been kind of all the things that Rashi's trying to do. We're trying to have that Yisrael of Yisrael is Aser, but it's only a Kiyotze Behen, But by Kusi, he's going to be Chayiv Miso. So we can say Chatzishir and you Mekayim all these issues. So from the fact that Rashi didn't say this, the disciple wants to say, it's Mukach that Rashi holds that the Yisrael of a Chatzi Put is not because of Chatzishir, rather because of Mechilah. In our Gemara, we see that the reason why you potter when you steal less than a puta, sounds like from the Parashat Gemara, is because it's Meichel. So Rashi holds the only reason, the only thing missing by less than a puta is that there's a Mechila. And it's no shear of Shor Puta. There's never a shear, Allah Mishmitsinev Shiurim, of a puta. Rather, the entire thing is, if you steal less than a puta, then every year is automatically Meichel. We have a right to assume he's being Meichel, and therefore you don't have a Chiyav Hashava. If the whole thing is based on Mechilah, so Rashi was bothered. Why is there any Yisr at all? So Rashi says, since at the time of the stealing you did pay him, therefore there's an Yisr. So then Rashi's bothered there's an Yisr. Why are you not a Bilei Sigzal? So Rashi says, it's an Bilei Sigzal because it's not enough to have a Chiyav Hashava because he's always Meichel. But the only point of a Kiyetzivan, the only thing missing is that there's no Chiyav Hashava because he's Meichel. It ends up that because there's no Chiyav Hashava, so you don't end up with Lei Sigzal. So that's why it's Kiyetzivan. Rashi couldn't say it's Kiyetzivan because only a Chatzi Shir, because Rashi holds there's no Shir of a Shavar Puta. And we'll see this a little more later in the Shir. The Machan Ephraim and Cheschinach have the Shaila if the side of Pachas Miputa is Mechila or it's not Mammon at all because it's a Shir, and less than the Shir is not Mammon. From Rashi, that did not say the differentiation that the stipler made, that a Chatzi Shir is Aser for Yisrael, but not Chayiv, it's only Kiyetzimen. And Akusi is Chayiv Misa, the fact that Rashi didn't say this is a Mavur that Rashi holds. There's no Shir of Pruta. The entire din is all because of Mechila. Now, another point we have to speak out in Rashi. Rashi says clearly that Akusi does not have Hashava, which seems very logical. All the mitzvahs in the Torah, Akusi doesn't have. Akusi doesn't have a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. Doesn't have a mitzvah to keep Shabbos. He doesn't have a mitzvah to do Hashava. However, there's a Tosis in Erev and Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, which says a tremendous chiddush that there is a chiyuv hashava for a ben nayach. Now, the question is, where did Tosis get such a mitzvah from? Since we know that bnei nayach do not have the mitzvah in the Torah, how did Tosis have a right to say that bnei nayach have the mitzvah of hashava? So the stipler, in the siman we mentioned earlier, siman chav dalid, he has two mahalachim. Either he says that it's including dinim. We know that the Bnei Noach had to keep dinim. Dinim, the Ramban says, includes any monetary obligation. You have to pay your workers on time. You have to pay back your loans. You can't cheat someone when you sell them something. So included in that is that if you steal something, you have to give it to them back. But not because there's any mitzvah per se of Hashava. He doesn't have an eighth mitzvah. Rather, he has din of dinim to do the proper monetary obligations, and since you have someone's object, you have to give it back because of the din of dinim. So one Mahalach disciple says, he says, or you could say that's including gazel. Now, even though you already did the gazel, it could be that every second that you have it, we consider it a gazel. Every second you're holding someone else's thing without his permission, that's including the din of gazel. So you have to give it back just so that it shouldn't be gazel. According to that, if it wouldn't be be'en, you don't have it by you anymore, you wouldn't have to give it back. The entire thing you have to give it back is because you're doing gazel every second. But both of these pshatim are coming with one yisoid. There's no way in the world that when the Torah said the mitzvah of a heishiv is like zela, that we're talking to Bnei Noach. Torah has never meant that this mitzvah is talking to people that are non-Jews. Rather, based on their other mitzvahs, either gazel or dinim, they're going to have to return it, and they're mechuyev in hashava because of that. Now this has a major nafkamina. This machlekes Rashi and Tosfos has a major nafkamina in learning our sugya if a goy has a chiyav hashava. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila Perek Aleph Halacha Beis paskins that it's usur to steal a chatzi pruta. Question is, where does he get it from? So the chayyus makartim our sugya. Our gemara sounds like a Yisrael from a kusi is mutter, but a Yisrael from a Yisrael is usur. So it's clear that Yisrael is not allowed to steal a chatzi pruta. The story of stealing a chatzi pruta, the Magen Mishnah says that it's a chatzi shir. There's a shir of pruta, and if you steal less than the shir, if it's only a chatzi pruta, it's only a chatzi shir, and chatzi shir is also mina Torah. But the Lach Mishnah asks the following question. Lach Mishnah asks that on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara says a rule. Mi kemidi that the Yisrael is mutter and a guy is also. There's no halacha that we have in the Yisurei B'nei Noach that's more usur for a guy than a yid. All the dinim of a guy are nothing more, that they also have the same halachas that we have seven times. There are seven mitzvahs that they have the same halachas as us. But we never find that we're more machmir, more strict with a guy than a yid. The Mara asks, what do you mean? When you steal less than Shavaputa, by Yisrael it's mutter, and by a guy it's usur. The Mara answers, no, that's not because we're more strict by a guy. Rather, when you steal from Yisrael, there's mechila, and when you steal from a guy, there's no mechila. The question is, says the Lecha Mishnah, according to the Rambam, when you steal less than Shavaputa, it's usur. If it's usur, what was the Mara's question? What was the Mara asking, that pachas meputa is something that's mutter for Yisrael and usur for a guy? It's not mutter for Yisrael. The Rambam passing is usur to steal from Yisrael pachas meputa. If the Gemara is asking on the klal of miyak imidi that Yisrael is mutter and a guy is usur from the rule of stealing pachas meputa, so it's evident that the Gemara understands that there's no isur to steal less than meputa. This is the Lecha Mishnah's Sarki and Kasha on the Rambam. The Goyin, the Bir Agro and Chayshem Mishpat Simin Shimem Ches Ois Aleph, he answers a very simple answer. He says it's not shver. Our sugya Dafnun Zayin, which is pretty clear that it is usur to steal less than Shavaputa, that's talking about the rights to do it. So we're saying that Yisrael from Yisrael is usur to do it, like the Rambam says, like the Magen Mishnah explains, it's a chati shir. You're not allowed to steal less Shavaputa. A guy that does it is chayim nisa. Yisrael is not chayim nisa, but it's usur to do. Usur to steal. The Gemara later on, that's mashman as mutter, the Gemara is talking about after you stole. The Gemara is talking about achiyah mashava. The Gemara is saying, how could you tell me there's a rule that anything that's mutter for Yisrael is usur for a guy, but we know that once you stole, now the actual stealing is usur, bein the Yisrael, bein the ben noach. It's always usur to steal less than Shavaputa. But once you did it, what's the halacha? So by ben noach, the halacha is you have to give it back. And by Yisrael, you don't have to give it back. So you see, you're more makel by Yisrael than a menach. Because ain't a chanami not allowed to steal, but after you stole, we're being more makel by Yisrael and letting you keep it. So there's no right, not like the Rambam. The Rambam that says you're not allowed to steal stems perfectly with the Gemara Nafna Des. Because of course you're not allowed to steal, but once you steal, then the halacha is you don't have to give it back. On that, the Gemara asks, is there proof that you can be more machmer by benoyach than by Yisrael? And that, the Gemara answers, that's not a chumrah. Rather, it's just a technical fact that every time you steal from Yisrael, you have a mechila, and when you steal from a noach, you don't have a mechila. The Yad Ramah over here attempts to say this teretz of the Gra, but he says, no, you can't say that, because a kusi does not have a chiyav hashava. You can't tell me the Gemara Nafna Des is not talking about the actual taking. Rather, it's talking about the chiyav hashava. And we're saying that a kusi has a chiyav hashava, and not a Yisrael. Ramah says it's not true. A kusi does not have a chiyav hashava. So that is really dependent on this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Erev and Daf Samach Amud Aleph. We said Rashi and Tosfos is pretty clear, and Rashi and Erev also pretty clear. There's no chiyav hashava by a goy. And like we said, that logic dictates that. Why would you say there's a mitzvah, a new mitzvah by a kusi? Tosfos says there is a chiyav hashava. The disciple had two mahalchim had to understand that. But Tosfos mechadish there is a chiyav hashava by a goy. So you can only say the teretz of the gra of the goyin for the Rambam to answer Lech Mishnah's kasha according to Tosfos, but according to Rashi and the Yad Ramah, there's no chiyav hashava. You can't say this answer. The problem is really that you can't say this answer for anybody because we're trying to answer the Rambam. The whole kasha was the Lech Mishnah's kasha on the Rambam, and the Rambam himself never says that a kusi has a chiyav hashava. Rebbe Eger points this out. Rebbe Eger and his Gulyonis for the Rambam. Nochus Gzela Perik Aleph asks this kasha from Nafnun Test, Lech Mishnah's kasha. He attempts the Goyin's answer that maybe we're talking about Hashava, and he says it can't be. The Rambam never mentions anywhere that a kusi has a chiyav Hashava. So he lost the ability to say this teretz for the Rambam. For us to say the Gemara Nafnun Test is not talking about taking, rather it's talking about returning. That's all predicated on the fact that we're assuming that a guy has a chiyav Hashava. If the Rambam never mentions anywhere that a guy has a chiyav Hashava, it's not a... not a good answer to say that the Gemara Nafnun Des is talking about Hashava. Now, we could answer Greg's Kasha and say that the Rambam felt no need to say that a kusi has a chiyav Hashava. The Rambam would only have to say that a kusi has a chiyav Hashava if there was a chiddush going on here that a kusi has a new mitzvah. The Gemara only says seven mitzvahs. If there's a chiddush that a kusi has a new mitzvah of Hashava, the Rambam should have said it. But if you learn like the disciple we mentioned earlier, that is included in Dinim, or it's including Gazel. So I don't know if the Rambam has to say it. The Rambam doesn't have to say every single halacha of Gazel and Dinim. That's a general rule. The Rambam never speaks out the Yehavayna. And the Chassam Sofer, he brought down earlier this year, the Chassam Sofer says that even according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Dinim only means setting up Beis Din. It doesn't mean keeping all Dinim. But the Chassam Sofer says the Rambam agrees that Ayna and not paying your workers on time and paying back your halvos are all included in the Zayin mitzvah Ayna'ach because they're included in Gezel. So it's very likely that just like the Rambam didn't mention that he has to keep Ayna and he has to keep Kavish Sachir, because they're all included in Gezel. He already said Gezel. He doesn't have to get involved in every detail. So he doesn't have to say the Chiyav HaShava. Only if you understand Tosis Kipshut, that there's a tremendous Chiddush going on, that the Bnei Noach have a new mitzvah called HaShava, then we have a problem. The Rambam should have mentioned it. But if it's just that every guy has to HaShava because it's included in Dinim or it's included in Gezel, those shot him, then you're talking, the Rambam didn't have to mention that. So we could go back to the guy's answer. And we'll say that the test is talking about the Chiyav HaShava. By Yisrael, you're not allowed to steal, but if you steal, you don't have to give it back, because it's Mechila. But by a guy, you have to give it back. So Yimara has the proof from the fact that you have to give it back by a guy. You could find the case that we're more machmir by a guy, even though the halach is that even by Yisrael, you're not allowed to steal, because Yimara is talking about returning. The kasha was that there's no din by a kusi to return. We're saying the Shita's Tais is there is a Chiyav HaShava. Kivega said that's good for Taisis, but the Rambam never mentioned Chiyav HaShava. And that was saying that maybe the Rambam has a Chiyav HaShava, but he felt no need to mention it because not really a new din, rather just a chiddush in the old dinim of dinim and gezel. Now, continuing on with this topic of Apachis and Shava Pruta, just one last thing, this Machan Ephraim that we mentioned earlier. The Machan Ephraim, Nuchas Gzela Ois Aleph, declares the following Shaila. He declares if someone owes less than Shava Pruta, that we know you're potter. Is the reason you're potter because we have a right to assume Mechila, like the Gemara Sanhedrin and Zion, the Gemara Sanhedrin and Tess? Or he says, is the reason you're potter because it's not considered Mammon? And he brings a Gemara in Bava Metzia that says, you find an Aveda, this is Bava Metzia Chavav on the base, if you find an Aveda that's less than Shava Pruta, you have no Chiyav HaShava. Now that's a unique case, because the person that lost it doesn't know that you found it. So you don't have a mechila. The only mechila you would have is based on the rules of Yirshalei Midas, that if he would know about it, he would be meichel. We paskin Yirshalei Midas is not a Yirsh. So you cannot use a mechila based on the rule that if he would have known about it, he would be meichel. So you don't have a mechila, and still you're potter. So Machan Ephraim approves from there, not like the Mashmois of Al Gemara, rather the reason you're potter by Lashon Harputa is because it's not considered mammon. Doesn't really answer the Mashmois of Al Gemara. So it sounds like he has, you know, Raiz Lakan Lakan. Al Gemara sounds like the reason you're potter is because you're Michael. And the Gemara Bamsi is pretty clear, there's no din moment at all. There's another nusach to explain the second sad. The Minchas Chinuch in Simikuf Sadi, when he declares the Shaila, what the Pator of Lesser Sharputa is, his two sadim are, is it because you're Michael, or is it because it's only a Chatzi Shir, like we mentioned from the Magen Mishnah earlier. It's only a Chatzi Shir. And Chatzi Shir does not apply to Mitzvah Aseh. This whole halacha that we know, that Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah, is if you eat a half of a kezayis, it's Aser. But by a Chatzi Shir, there's no Mitzvah HaShavah. So even if it's Aser to steal, like the Magen Mishnah mentioned earlier, the Rambam holds Aser to steal less than a Pruta, because it's a Chatzi Shir. But in the Mitzvah Aseh, to eat a half of a kezayis of Matzah, the Minchas Chinuch says, that's a big controversy, and he comes out that you're not mekayim the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, there's no chatzi shir by mitzvah aseh. Therefore, there's no din, there's no chiyav hashava, and hashava's gzeila, and hashava's aveda, unless in a shir. This is just another way of explaining the second tzad. That the reason you're potter is not because of mechila, rather, the Machan Ephraim's lashon was because it had like a din moment of love, and the lashon of the Minchas Chinuch is because there's no mitzvah aseh by a chatzi shir. Now we'll go to the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara on top of Amud Beis says, "Ben Noach Nerag B'Dayin Echod U'Be'Eid Echod Shaloi Be'Asra Mipi Ishvel Mipi Isha Hafilu Karev." You don't need the same halachas that you need by Yisrael. You don't need two Eidim. You don't need Asra. You don't need a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. It's enough with one Dayin and one Eid. We have to figure out the status of this Dayin and the status of this Eid. Are there any dinim about the Dayan and about the Eid? we find about the Dayan, the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that the Dayan has to be someone that knows all the Dinei Bnei Noach. Just like a Dayan by Yisrael, Misvara has to know the halachas that he's passing on. So too, when we're saying that one Dayan is enough, it can't just be any random person. It has to be someone that's a Baki in the Dinei Bnei Noach, and he has to keep the Dinei Bnei Noach. If he's not keeping the Dinei Bnei Noach, that would be like equal to a mummer being a Dayan by Bnei Yisrael. If you don't keep the halachas, you can't be a Dayan. So the Chazon Ish is saying there is some form of halachic dinim that are necessary to be a Dayan by Bnei Noach. Even by a Goy, to be a Dayan, you have to keep the Zayim Bnei Noach, and you have to be a Baki in their halachas. In reference to Roiv by a Bezdin of Bnei Noach, it's a tricky question, because really one Dayan is enough. But let's say you had three Dayanim, and two of them say you're Pater, and one says you're Chayev. Are we going to say that since one person is saying you're Chayev, so since Dayan Echad is enough to be Mechayev you, maybe we should kill him? So there's a Truvis Chsam Sefer near Adeyasim and Ayin that talks about this question. And he says, Misfara, we have a din about the Barayv. There's no reason why we shouldn't say a bit the Barayv. And we're going to say that if one person says you're Chayev and two people say you're Pater, even though one of them had a power to be mechayev without the other two, but today that there's a bezin of three, there's a taruvas of three, and most of them are saying pater, the laws of roiv would dictate that you're pater. But he says, if beis are mechayev, you're going to be chayev. Since we're going after roiv, and two people are saying you're chayev, so just like if one person himself says you're chayev, so there's no reason why two people saying you're chayev shouldn't be chayev, because you have a din of roiv. Actually, the Minchas Chinuch I found in Mitzvah Chavav Ois Chav Dalet, he's Mesupik. Do you say Roiv to be Machmer? It sounds like in the Minchas Chinuch, to say Roiv to Pater, that's clear. You have two people Patering, one person being Mechayev, he says you have to Roiv. But to use Roiv by Ben Noach to be Machmer, maybe you won't say. Maybe, if you have a Bezdin of three, then you'll need all three. It's fascinating Chiddush with the Minchas Chinuch. We're saying if you have one, one could kill. If you have three, so you have two of them being Mechayev, why shouldn't you be able to kill him? The Minchas Chinuch has it said that since you don't have the Chiddush of Roiv LaHachmir, the Parash of Roiv was said by Yidden, it was never said for Ben Noach, to use it to kill a Ben Noach, to use the Parash of Roiv, you might not be able to say. So you won't be able to kill him, because since they sat down together with three people and you don't have the consensus of all three, so you need to use the rule of Roiv. The rule of Roiv was never said for Ben Noach, therefore, the Minchas Chinuch is in Supik, then maybe you can't kill him. So according to Chassam Sefer, you would be able to use Roiv LaHachmir, but LaHakol, he agrees to the Minchas Chinuch that you're not going to be able to kill him, you're going to say Roiv to Pater. The Minchas Chinuch agrees to that point of Lekula, that you're going to be Pater, but he's specific about being Machmir. There's also a question about Shechad. Are you allowed to give Shechad to a Dayan to Ben Noach? The Yisrael of the question is that you shouldn't be allowed to do it, since the Bnei Noach are Mechuyiv and Dinim. So you're doing Lifnei Iver on one of the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach. We know there's an instance, Gemara Pesachim, it's Aser to do Lifnei Iver, it's Aser to feed a Bnei Noach with Eva Menachai. It's Aser to do Lifnei Iver on Gezel. Any mitzvah he's been Chuyav on, you're not allowed to abet and aid him in doing this Aver. So if you're giving Sheichad to a Bnei Noach, what you're doing is you're enabling him to be Iver on the Halach of Dinim that he has to judge properly. So this question was asked to the Tumim, and Simon Tess, Ois Aleph. And the Tumim has an interesting Lashon over there. He says, it's Minig Yom Kadmenu. For all the years the Jews have been giving Shechad to the Goyish, non-Jewish Dayanim. So obviously there has to be some Heter. So he says a tremendous Chiddush. He says, the whole Isser of Shechad, the Gemara Ksubis, the end of Ksubis explains, Shechad comes from the word Shehuchad. You become connected to the person. You become like a Karev. If you give somebody money, he has automatic, you know, special feelings to you, and he's going to want to help you out, similar to a karev. So the Tumim says, since the halacha is that a karev is kosher for edus, and he's a big arichas to prove that a karev is also kosher to be a dayan when it comes to the eid echad and dayan echad of ben noach. So since a karev could be a dayan, so you lost the whole problem of shreichad. The whole problem of shreichad is that you're making him into a karev. He has a special connection to you, but if a karev could be a dayan by Ben Noach, then clearly we're not worried about that. Therefore, he paskins, you're allowed to give shreichad to a dayan, but on a practical level, it's mavur in the Tumim, that a dayan could be a karev. So even though we have this halacha of the Chazon Ish, that we're treating very similar to to the Dionim of Bnei Yisrael that he has to keep Torah mitzvahs, at least his Zion mitzvahs Bnei Noach, he has to know the halachas, but we're seeing from the tomb that he could be a Karev. So now we dealt with the issue of the Dayan. Now the question is, how do we deal with the issue of the Edus? The Gemara said, Eid Echad is enough to kill a Bnei Noach. Is this Eid Echad a real Torah's Edus or not? For example, let's say somebody knows something, but he doesn't have an Edus. There's no testimony. Could a Dayan kill a Bnei Noach without an Eid testifying, if he knew about it without an Eid testifying? For example, the interesting example I saw in the Zav Mashba from Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, he brings down that the Brisk Rav was bothered, why didn't Adam kill Cain? It's pretty clear that Cain killed Hevel. Hevel's missing, and there's no one else that could have killed him besides Cain. So why didn't Adam have a chiv, midin dayin echad, to kill Cain? The Brisk Rav says, it's mavur, that it's not enough with the idea, rather you need a testimony. You need an eid echad to testify, I saw Cain kill Hevel. Since there was no one to testify, therefore Adam was not able to kill Cain. And he brings a raya from the Lashon of the Targum. This is Ramesh Shmuel quoting the Brisk Rav. The Targum says on the word Shreifach Dam Adam Be Adam, the Targum says is in Bereshis Perek Tes Pasuk Vav, Adam Be Adam means you Shreifach Adam Be Adam. It has to be done with Sahadin. Sahadin means Adam, so it sounds like you need a real Adam, you need a testimony. It's not enough with a Yudia. The last Shaila about this topic is the Chinuch in Mitzvah Chavav. He says you could kill somebody, you could kill a Bnei Noach based on a Das Baldin. Based on the Das Baldin. If someone walks in the Bezdin and says, I was over on the Issa Klaim, I was over on the Issa Birchus Hashem, you're allowed to kill him. So Mechaz Chinuch says that Svara, there's no Gemara in Shas that says that you could kill a Bnei Noach based on the Das Baldin, but it's a Svara. What's the Yisoid, why we don't kill on a Das Baldin? So Kipshutai, the Rishonim say in Daf Tes in Sanhedrin, earlier in the Masechta, they say the Yisoid is an Adam Karev et Latzmai, it's a Psul Karev. But since we know in our Sugya that even a Karev is Neman, even a Karev is Neman when it comes to Bnei Noach, so there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to use a Das Baldin. The only problem with Das Baldin is Karev, and over here Karev is Neman, so you could kill a Bnei Noach based on a Das Atzmai. So the Mechitzchinach explains the Chinuch. However, the Mechitz Chinuch points out, there are Rishonim, the Ravid, and others in Daf Tes early in the Masechta that say that's not the psul. This you can't be made on yourself to kill yourself. It's not because you're a karev. Rather, you don't have a Torah's aid. An aid means testifying about someone else. When you're testifying about yourself, you're not an aid. If the Torah says you need two aidim, and you have one aid about yourself, and you're trying to be the second aid, you're not an aid. Not because you're a karev. Rather, you're not called an aid at all. Therefore, if the Yisoid is that you're not an aid at all, the Chinuch says, according to the Minchas Chinuch says, according to the Ravid, you're talking, you would not be able to kill someone based on his own testimony. Now this point of the Minchas Chinuch, that according to the Ravid, you're not an aid, therefore you're not Neman, is all, I think, with the Hanacha of this Biskarov that we just mentioned. Because if someone comes to the Bezdin, and all we needed for a Ben Noach is Yediya, so if he's testifying about himself, it might not be called an aid according to the Ravid, but I could hear that Bezdin has the idea. We know if a person's coming into Bezdin, doesn't want to kill himself, and there's no problem with Karev. The only problem is he's not an aid, so let him not be an aid. So you don't have an aid, but you might have the idea. But since we already said this halacha from Shmuel Shapiro and Biskarov, that you need an aidus, you need a testimony, so then the Mechaskin is saying a very logical thing, that according to the Ravid, that a person being made on himself is not an aid, it's not called a testimony. Maybe it's admitting something, but it's not a testimony. Testimony means saying about someone else, so you're not an aid. And since we said you need an aidus, you need a testimony, and this is not called a testimony, therefore you wouldn't be able to kill based on a das baldin. Now, continuing on with this topic of eid echad, there's an interesting rush in Bava Kama, Perek Aleph, Simen Yutes, brought down the halach in the Torah of Hashmishba, Simen Tav Ches. The rush paskins that a shor of a goy that it gores a Yisrael. The halach is you need two eidim to get mamon out of the Ben Noach. The halach is a Ben Noach shor gores a Yisrael's mamon or Yisrael himself. He has to pay money, but you need two eidim for that. And the Mukhi Yosef argues about a kama and he says you don't need two eidim. The Mechaz Chinuch brings this down in Mitzvah Nun Aleph Ois Beis, and he asks on the rush, how could it be such a thing? If you're telling me from our Gemara in Sanhedrin that Misa is with the Eid Echa. One Eid comes, you could kill a Benoach. You have one Eid that saw him being over Eid Menachah, you're killing a Benoach. And to get money, you need to aid him. Me'echa Teisa. It says it's more Misa like in Mugi Yosef. But just like Eid Echa is enough for Misa when it comes to dealing with a Benoach, so to any time you're dealing with a Benoach, one Eid is enough. So the Eben Ezel, Mr. Mrs. Alman, Niski Momin, Periches, Halach Yud Gimel, Ois Beis, he wants to answer this to me on the Rosh. How could the Rosh say you need to aid him by a Sharakim? He wants to say that there's a big difference between killing a Ben Noach and a Shar of Akim. Because when you're killing the Ben Noach, the Din Torah is only the Ben Noach. So the issue is this Ben Noach Chayim Misa? The Halach is that by a Ben Noach, Eilach is enough. When a shor of a goy gores a Yisrael, there's two bali din. There's the ben noach who's trying to pattern himself. He says he doesn't have to pay. And then there's the Yisrael that's trying to be mighty mammon. So Mrs. Allen says a tremendous chiddush, but it's very logical. If a Yisrael is trying to be mighty mammon from a ben noach, the Yisrael cannot prove his claim without to aid him. Because Bnei Yisrael and Dine Bnei Yisrael need to aid him. So if you're a Ben Yisrael being Teveah the Mamain, in a Chanami being Teveah from a Ben Noach, and usually from a Ben Noach, when we don a Ben Noach, it's enough with Eidach, but who's doing the Tfil over here? A Yisrael. So he wants to say that the Rosh holds, if a Yisrael is being Teveah, and in Dine Yisrael you need to aid him, that even if you're being Teveah from Ben Noach, you're going to need to aid him. The Mugi Yosef clearly holds not like that. The Mugi Yosef holds, if the person that we're dealing with, the Dani, to know if he's mechuyev is a ben noach, so then we'll say just like to kill him, it's enough with eid echad. So to make him chayev mammon, it's enough with eid echad. However, the Rosh holds that a person, a yid, a yisrael, to be teveya mammon, he needs to aid him. So even though by misa eid echad is enough, but when a yisrael is being teveya mammon, you would need to aid him. And according to this, it's an obvious thing that a shor ben noach, which would gore another ben noach, then we'll only need eid echad. If the only reason we're saying that you need to aid him is because there's yisrael involved, that means there's no special difference between Mammon and Misa, so it would only apply if he gores Yisrael, not if he gores Ben Noach. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara asks, on the halacha that we said that an Isha does not have a halacha of Dinim. We dash in Ish v'la Isha, that an Ish has a din to be a dayan to keep the Dinim, to set up a court and keep the Dinim properly. But not an Isha. The Gemara asks, Isha le mifkido v'hoksiv ki yedat v'lamana sheyetzava, says by Avraham Avinu, who had the status of Ben Noach before Matan Torah, that he commanded his Bnei Beischo, which includes his Noshim, to keep stokah mishpat. Mishpat stokah sounds like laws. So you see, even Noshim have the tzivoy of keeping dinim. The Gemara says, Hu maisav lo mufarek lo, he answered, the pasuk means bon of ledin, Mishpat means din, and basically the stalker, his house, the Noshim only have to do stalker, not really din. Now we brought down earlier, Machloikis, Rashi, and the Ran, what does it mean with stalker? The Ran holds the Bnei Noach, a mitzvah and stalker. There's another mitzvah besides the Zayim mitzvah, Bnei Noach, called stalker. Why is it not on the list? Because we don't count kumvaseis. That's what the Chidushi Ran said. Nafnun hey. Rashi argued, Rashi said, stalker means pshara. So stalker mishpat means din and pshara. The Al Gemara sounds very clear, like the Ran. If you look in the Ran earlier, he brought it right from this Gemara. The Gemara is saying bonav ledin, bonim have a din to make dayanim and have laws. Basically, stalker, but basically don't have the halacha of courts. All they have to do is stalker. Sounds like it's not saying din; it's saying stalker. Nothing to do with pshara. However, if you look in the Yad Ramah and Al Sugya, he brings down both pshatim, pshara and stalker. And he says it's better to learn Staka, but it's clear for him that you could learn the Gemara and Pshara also. Pshara is not really a din. You could learn the Gemara saying like this. It's before in the Yad Ramah, in the beginning of his words for sure, that he was able to understand the Gemara, there's a halacha that you have to keep dinim. The Gemara asks, it's only by Anoshim, not by Noshim, by Avram, was Mitzav his Bonim, which included his daughters, for Staka Mishra. The Gemara answers, no, Bonav Ledin, basically Staka, which means Pshara. His daughters don't have any halacha to keep dinim, but they should do psharas, try to make compromises. But only bonav have din. You're able to learn the Gemara over here also that staka means pshara. Comes out of Maskana, it's better to learn that it means the mitzvah of staka, but it's clear from the Yad Ramah, they're able, that's what Rashi would have to say, that the Gemara means Banav have regular din, and Beisai have a din of pshara. But it doesn't mean the mitzvah of staka. Mar continues. The Mar says, Tanur Rabbanon, ish, matam alam, ish, the rabbis is a kusim, shemus horin al rayas ki Yisrael. There's an extra ribui that kusim have to keep the rayas of Yisrael. The Mar asks, we know that from a different pasuk. We learned that from Lamar. Lamar is talking about Gilei rayas. We had enough minvav. So why do you need the pasuk of ish to be ma'arba that kusim have a rayas ki Yisrael? The Mar answers, the special pasuk of ish is to be ma'arba that they have to keep the arayas that the Yisrael has that they don't have. The Mar explains it means naya marasa. When it comes to bnei noach, they only have bu'ulas bow. An ish means someone that was boil with her husband. They lived together. Then you have halach of ish, but they just had an erusin. You would not have the halach of misa. However, there's exerus a cause of ish to be ma'arba that even bnei noach, who usually only have a rule of bulas bal, but by Naira Marasa, they will borrow the halacha from the Bnei Yisrael, and they would be mechuyev skila. So before in the Gemara, you chayev skila, because since you're not doing mitzad regular b'dinei Bnei Noach, so you're not going to get saif, rather you get skila. But it's not clear in the Gemara, do you need Eda v'edim v'asra? The suffix would be, do we say that he's a regular Bnei Noach? Bnei Noach do not need to aid him. They don't need a bezin of Chagimel. They don't need an Hasra, a Karav, his Mutter, the whole list of special, unique halachas we had by the dinim of a Bnei Noach. So do we say those apply because he's a Bnei Noach? It happens to be that Naim Rasa is not in the parasha of Bnei Noach. It's learned out of the parasha of Bnei Israel. So then you don't have it in your own parasha, so you get skilo because you're learning it out from the dinim of the Israel. But the other dinim, there's no reason to say you should have. Rashi's mavur throughout the sugya that you will not need Eda for Edim and Asra. However, Rabbeinu Yaina doesn't argue in Rashi, but he says there was Makam Leimar, there's room to say that you would need Mamish like Yisrael. Since there's no Mekar in the parasha of Ben Noach, that Yechayiv and Naim Rasa, and the entire din that Yechayiv Skila, that Yechayiv Misa, is all learned out from the parasha of Yisrael. So it's very talking that you have all the dinim of Israel, and you'll need a bezin of 23, you'll need two edim, and you'll need hasra, karvul pasul, all the halachas of Bnei Israel, because you're only having this halacha because you're learning it out from the parish of Israel. Now there's a minchas chinuch in mitzvah kufsadi oitzches, and he asks the following question. There's a tshuvas harosh that says that the shir of Yud Gimel Shana is halacha al-Moshe Misina. Nowhere in the Torah does it say the shir of gadlus is 13 years. We notice psukim throughout the Torah that halachas apply only by ish, shlichus, kedushin, only by ish. What does the ish mean? We know you need a bendas. What's a bendas? We know 13. Where does that come from? So there's no real pasuk in Chumash. So says the Rosh, the shir of Yud Gimel Shana is halacha Moshe Misina. That's called the ish, that's called the bendas for halachas of the Torah. Now as the Rambam says a few times, that all shirim of halacha Moshe Misinai were not said to Bnei Noach, which means if Bnei Noach eats a half of a kezayis of Eved Menachai, he's chayiv. If he steals less than a sharputa, he's going to be chayiv. All shirim were never given. All the halacha Moshe Misinais of shirim were never given to Bnei Noach. They're only given to Yisrael. Based on these two steps, coming out with a tremendous chiddush, a Bnei Noach will be chayiv even before he's 13, as long as we see that he's a ben das. Someone's a 10, 11-year-old boy, and he eats Eved Menachai, or he steals, or he's Mevarech Hashem, we'll be able to kill him. The only reason by Yisrael we don't kill you is because Halacha Moshe Misinai, they need to be 13. Bnei Noach doesn't have that Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Menachas Chinuch says, based on this Rosh and Rambam, you will be able to kill a Ben Noach even before he's 13, as long as we see that he's a Ben Das. But he asks the following question. The Gemara Nazir, the Samach Bey, says that a goy, a Ben Noach, cannot make Hegdish when he's a Katan. So the Mechassana says, why not? If the entire Shir of Yud Gimel Shana is based on Lach Moshe Misinai, and a goy is Nisrabah that he can make Hegdish, carbon of a goy, ish is Marba, that a goy could make a carbon, a goy could bring a carbon, he can make Hegdish. The goy can make a carbon bring Hegdish. His das has nothing to do with 13. The whole halacha Moshe Misinai of Yud Gimel Shana was only said by Yisrael, not by Ben Noach. So the Menachas Chinuch asks, according to the Rosh and the Rambam, why can't a Ben Noach be Magid Shabbahema before he's 13? He doesn't have an answer for this question. The Arsameach
In Hilchis, Yisuri Biya, Perek Gimel, there's a long arichus about this, Minchas Chinuch, about Abba Noach having to keep all the halachas even before he's 13. And he says, you can say a very simple answer. Since Ish-Ish is being marba, that a guy is like Yisrael, the pasuk of Ish-Ish is saying that Yisrael keeping a carbon. The extra word Ish is marba, that a guy is like Yisrael. So just like we find in our sugya, he compares it to our sugya, that we say that by a naim rasa, the halacha is you get skila, a ben noach gets skila. Why is a ben noach gets skila? Usually a ben noach gets saif. The answer is, a ben noach is, since he's tapping into our halachas, he, mitzvah halachas of Abulas Baal, should not get misa. The only reason he's getting misa is because he's using our halachas, and by a Yisrael, we have halach of skila before he gets skila. So we can say the same thing. Since the whole din that he can be magdish is learnt of Ish-Ish, that he's concluded in the dinim of Yisrael, that just like a Yisrael can make hagdish, so too a goy can make hagdish. So it's very mistaver, the Yoros Melech says, the only can do it when he's 13. Since he's being compared to us and learnt out from us, therefore since by Yisrael it's only when he's 13, therefore even though Abenaya for all ancient is before he's 13, that's because he's not learning it out from us. But over here that he's learning it out from us, Allah would be that he has to be 13. Based on this logic, I think it would come out that the Yoros HaMelech would hold an Al-Sigur also. If a guy with the bond, a Nair Murasa, that he's getting skila, it might be only if he's 13. Because since the whole halacha that he's getting skila is based on learning out Nair Murasa from our halachas, and by our halachas we have a halacha that you're 13, so he'll also have to be 13. If we're saying that by Hegdish he's being compared to a Yisrael and he has to be 13, so by Nair Murasa also he should have to be 13.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.